Here we go.
Thank you.
couple of great tunes there. And is that tempo okay, everybody? I wasn't sure if it was a little too slow or whatever, but it's always good to get feedback. Denise Martin, how are you? And Mark Hoffman, good to see you. And Jewel and Maggie and all the people I didn't say hello to yet. Heather and Ryan.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing good, brother. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth. David Brown. Howard, how are you? Jim, Becky, who am I missing here? I think I got most of you. Tom, good to see you. And all you guys in the dark. I see Lisa's in the dark too.
Hey, yeah, I'm just here for a few minutes before I head outside.
No problem. All right. So, let's do the I'm pretty sure that's the timpani bit into the trip to Athlone. I think so, right? Somebody else, I might have been in the same email I got, I can't remember, but somebody was asking me to talk about set lists and tunes that are played together, and I know that I've actually talked about this before, but for those of you who didn't hear what I had to say, you know, there are certain sets of tunes that were recorded, like by Michael Coleman and some other people, that have become kind of standard sets of tunes to play in the music, like the Tal Bolton set, Tal Bolton, Lung for Collector and the Sailor's Bonnet. We used to have a set in England. I don't know if it's specific to anybody, but you know, the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid, that kind of stuff. But in general, I think it's really good. As bad as my memory is with a lot of stuff, people often ask me how I can go from one tune to another. I did Monday night on my Mondays with John. I did 20 minutes of reels nonstop. And I do that because I'm so used to changing from one tune to another without having specific sets in mind. And so if I have certain sets of tunes, like this next set of jigs is a set that I recorded. And I put them together. Now, I don't know if they were together before that, but I put them together on a record. And so for me, that's a set that I do, and I remember it that way because it's just easier for me to remember how the tunes start and all that kind of stuff. So, but generally speaking, in a session, you want to try to not do too many sets of tunes together. You want to get used to changing from one tune to another, regardless of what that tune is. Generally, you like to have a key change. We, and a lot of the slow session stuff here, we don't really have a key change. We do G to G or D to D. G to D is the most common one we do. But that's Irish music, you know. That's most of the tunes are written in D and G. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. I think it's good to diversify in your sessions. And I also think, I mentioned this before, that if you go to a session, whether your peer group, try not to hang out at every session with your best buddy sitting beside you. You know, regardless of what instrument they play, if it's a fiddle or a accordion or banjo, it doesn't matter. Your ear gets trained to hear what's coming in. So if you sit with the same people, there's no variety in the sound that you're absorbing within your session. So sometimes it's good to sit with somebody else for a change, you know, not that you don't like them, you know, I'm not asking you to fall out with each other, but,
you know. What happens a lot in our session is that, you know, I like to mix it up too. And I often don't like to do prescribed, you know, sets that, you know, and it's sometimes I'll start doing something and I'll start a set and then I'll want to change the tune, and then everybody else will go to the tune that is the set, you know, right. And it's very hard, you know, to kind of, you know, eventually they'll listen and they'll say, oh, okay, well, she's doing something else, you know, here, but yeah, I agree. It's, I like to mix it up too.
Well, so. You know, you just have to make a definitive decision that whoever starts the set of tunes plays the tunes and yeah. Does changes. So that's a good rule of thumb, and you know, make everybody follow you, and then the next person can start if you run your session that way. Of course, this slow session, obviously, you know, I'm in charge, and I do it this way for a particular reason, and I think it helps us, you know, have continuity in a lot of different areas of playing in a session. So, all right, with all that being said, let's do the.
Hey, John, that was. This is Jim. That was my question, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jim. I'm happy to answer any questions I can. I do tend to talk too much, so I try hard not to start talking, because if I go off on a tangent, then, you know, it can get very dangerous. I don't want to eat up all the time with my chatter. But so let's do the timpani bit and the trip to... Okay, three, four...